Hey guys, welcome to our very first edition of Write Bites Club. In this episode, I want to kind of dive into some of the things that I feel have really allowed me to get ahead of the pack throughout my career. And there's kind of two ways in particular that I feel that any, you know, aspiring freelancer, marketer, solopreneur can set themselves apart and sort of leap ahead in their career growth. So I wanted to cover those two ways and then also just give some, you know, firsthand examples of how those have looked and worked in my own career. So to dive into it, the first thing I want to address actually before we dive into the two ways is the concept of best practices. So in any career you have sort of an established way of doing things, sort of a methodology that most of, you know, the leading people in the space advocate as, hey, this is how you do things. This, you know, works more often than not. And you know, generally you want to follow best practices. You know, they are the established way of doing things for a reason. But when we talk about getting ahead, you also have to understand that everyone's already doing these things. So simply doing the best practices is not going to help you get ahead. So all that to say, they should sort of be your baseline operation where you start. But then when you start looking into, okay, how am I going to set myself apart? How am I going to leap ahead? That's when you want to start looking into, you know, the two methods we'll discuss here pivot off of that. So the very first method is not actually to digress from the best practices, but rather to do them more consistently, more aggressively for a longer, you know, a more prolonged period than everyone else. So for example, let's talk about something like, you know, let's talk about our recurring leads channels, SEO, LinkedIn in particular, maybe guest blogging, we'll throw that one in there as well. You have a lot of people doing these things, but the scale and the consistency to which they are doing them varies tremendously. So, you know, if you want to get ahead in SEO, you can do that by spending more time on SEO, being more consistent in targeting SEO than your competitors. And frankly, that's, in terms of my own SEO work, that's really all I've done. I'm ranking number one for copywriter, but I wouldn't consider myself any sort of SEO genius. It's just that I've been working on my SEO for the last, you know, 3-4 years, at least a solid 4 years of consistent work on, you know, ranking my site around copywriting related topics. And that's a lot more than most any other copywriter in the space. You know, most of my competitors have always, if they're involved in SEO, it's been more focused on what they're doing for their client work. They don't ever really invest in their own business to that, you know, in that way. And there's a few people who have, I can name most of them, you know, offhand, because I see their search results consistently across, you know, different queries. You have someone like it's something Green. I think it's Susan Green. She was one of the people who had spent some time working on SEO. Susan Green. There was a woman by the name of, I think it was Kat Toon or something like that. Maybe Kate Toon, who, you know, they spent some time and on their SEO earlier on. And so when I was first getting in the space, I'd see their listings all over the place. They didn't stay consistent with it. Like, they did a whole lot years ago. And since, I've been able to, you know, knock them off some of the rankings I was going for, you know, as well as some of these other people in the marketing space who have tried to rank for copywriting terms, just because I've been more consistent. You know, I've spent more time on it. I focused more specifically on the copywriting niche, which not a lot of, you know, general marketers focus on that as much. And so I've just been able to stand out purely by virtue of consistency and focus. Now, that's the first way. The second way is, you probably thought of it already, it's to do something other than the best practices. Do something that everyone else is not doing at all. Go try something that is not a part of the best practice checklist. And this is kind of a higher risk, high reward strategy. You know, if you're just being consistent on something that is, you know, has been proven to work, that's a lot more reliable. It's a lot more guaranteed. And I would encourage you to take that approach in like one or two areas. Really one area. You want to take that approach in a single area. But past that, if you're looking to maybe something that allows you to more quickly stand out, that's where we talk about experimentation and trying something that not everyone else is doing. A lot of people make the mistake of thinking, when they hear me say that, they make the mistake of thinking that I mean you need to succeed in ways that other people aren't. But that's not actually true. You don't actually need to succeed at something in order for it to set you apart. Just being willing to try it, you know? Like I sent out an email on Monday where I talked about how, you know, starting next week, I'm gonna be spending $20,000 a month on Facebook advertising. How many people do you know? How many single person businesses do you know that are spending that much on their, you know, advertising? Or even on their total marketing in general? Probably not many. So this could blow up horribly in my face. You know, I could lose $20,000 in a month, but I've still made an impression on you. You know, you are still very likely, especially by virtue of, you know, if you've joined Right Bites Club to listen to more of what I have to say, you know, for you and for many others, I've made an impression and demonstrated to you that I'm willing to do things that a lot of people, you know, aren't willing to do. And we all, you know, let's be honest, we all want to follow people who are willing to take risks that maybe we're not in a place, you know, to take as well, because then we get to learn from their trial and error. You know, you may not be in the financial position to go take a risk like spending $20,000 a month on ads. But by following someone like myself who is actively doing that, you can learn, you know, from my experience, without needing to make that investment yourself, without needing to absorb any of the risk. And that translates to, you know, all sorts of areas. Being willing to do things and try things is a great way to stand out. And as writers, as people who are out there, you know, looking for topics, looking for things that are going to engage an audience, it makes for amazing ammunition in that regards as well. I remember one post I did a while back, there wasn't a lot of content on promoting articles, on content promotion. And so I thought, hey, well, you know, what's something where I could grab some attention for a piece? And I was like, well, I could go out and spend $50 a pop on, like, you know, 50 different promotion channels and see, you know, track the results and put it into a little case study. And just something like that, you know, like that wasn't even that expensive. And I think I gave myself like 1 month of time to try it out. But that's the type of thing, you know, that you go and you go and try something that most people aren't trying and you immediately stand out. And if you make a habit of doing that throughout your career, then people start to associate you with that. They associate you with bringing original, you know, ideas, original experiments, original things to the table that your 50, 100 competitors, you know, who are in the same space aren't doing. So that's the other place you want to be looking is, you know, what's something interesting? You know, what's an interesting risk I could take? What's an interesting experiment I could do? What's something where I could go find some unique data, try something new, you know, that everyone's not doing, And what, you know, if it succeeds, then you've just found a low competition method of, you know, like if we're talking about marketing, you know, this is really unique to marketing, but in a marketing context, if what you try succeeds, you've just found a very low competition strategy for getting your name out and promoting yourself and getting in front of people that not everyone else is doing. And if it fails, you still get the benefit of having tried something, and you can write, you know, you can do case studies, you can highlight what you tried. There's a lot of ways you can still benefit from, you know, those experiments and that risk, just by virtue of the fact that you tried something no one else is trying. When I was in college, I needed money for school, so I went out and did a door-to-door sales job for 10 weeks and made $16,000 in revenue, $13,000 net for the summer. Was one of those things that they sat me down and tried to sell me on, you know, this door-to-door sales idea, and it sounded ridiculous, it sounded crazy, but it also made sense to me. The idea that, hey, you're going to spend 80 hours a week knocking on doors, enough people are going to say yes that our average student, you know, our students average $8,000 a summer. And I thought, well, shoot, like, those numbers make sense to me. I need the money, let's do it, even though it was kind of an insane idea. So I went and did it. And, you know, I learned a ton from that, but it also makes for a great story, a great thing I can utilize in building my own brand. You know, how many people went out and did door-to-door sales in college, you know? And out of those, how many people can say, hey, you know, I made $16,000 in a summer? To share another story, after I'd already hit the point where I was making, $15,000 a month in freelance income, I had worked on, you know, I'd started upselling some clients from basic blog writing to kind of a little bit closer to like a full service content marketing package. It wasn't really full service, but it was like, I was trying to get there. The first client I did this with, they weren't closing sales. They were bringing a lot of leads in, but they weren't closing sales. And I couldn't tell whether I just wasn't good at content marketing and was bringing them substandard leads, or if I was actually, you know, getting them good leads and they just couldn't close. But it was really putting me in this weird position of not really knowing where I stood in terms of, do I actually know what I'm doing with content marketing or not? So fast forward a bit, and I had an opportunity where I was working with a client, and I thought, you know what? This client is going to give me all the resources I need to see if I can actually, you know, to really put me in a pass-fail situation where I know for sure if I cannot get this guy great results, that it's on me. You know, nothing else but my own abilities. And so I essentially took a 40% pay cut to make him more or less my exclusive client for a year, to see, you know, what I could do with all the resources I needed to make content marketing and SEO work. And out of that, that's where I got, you know, some of my best case studies. That's where I got one where, you know, I made the dude over $400,000 in net profit over a 9-month period. And was able to, you know, have a bunch of results that I was then, you know, able to leverage into other clients, other projects. It allowed me to really stand out. It's kind of like I talked with you guys last week about, you know, working with these people with big audiences, like podcasters and things like that. And it's like, hey, you know, find the people with the big audiences where you can get the big case studies. So this was sort of my version of that. Not a podcaster, but it was someone who, you know, big audience, big marketing budget. And I thought, you know, if I can't, this will really let me see what I can do with SEO and content marketing. And as a result, you know, it turned into something that I could then leverage to really stand out in my pitches to other clients and things of that nature. And so anyway, those are just a few examples there. But I wanted to kind of give you a behind the scenes look of some different places where, you know, how I've been able to stand out in my career. Because, you know, you can absolutely do the same. None of these things were really me just being, you know, super smart or me making some, you know, lucky prediction or something. It was really just a matter of, putting myself in a position to try things, giving myself a chance of failure so I could, you know, succeed, doing things differently, and then on the other side with the SEO, just, you know, digging in and being more consistent and more focused than all my competitors. So you can use those same strategies to stand out in your career. And I hope this has given you some ideas, and I will catch you guys next week for the next Right Bites Club episode. Catch you later.